Then we opened it up to what we considered phase two, and that was for nonprofits and schools to be able to submit applications. Learned of ongoing Treasury guidance modifications. So as we go through this process, we knew what the original guidelines were to be able to distribute these funds in accordance with the Treasury guidelines. But as they've changed, we've kind of had to take different approaches. But recently, the total funds, we would allocate 25% for the economic impact, and that would be a little over $1 million. We would allocate 20% for schools. That would be $838,000. We would allocate 10% for nonprofits. That would be $419,000. 10% for political subdivisions, again, $419,000. 15% for county use, and we're making modifications there at the county to deal with COVID-19 and be able to deliver the services to county residents in more of a non-contact way, if you will, in order to comply with the CDC guidelines for social distancing. And then we have approximately 20% or slightly less that would be uncommitted funds at this point that we would somewhat hold in reserve to see what the future weeks will look like as far as COVID-19.